Come on now.
Ouch.
And Staples, I will say.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That was bad.
I am ready.
Okay, cool.
When you are.
A wiggy good morning to all of the listeners and watchers out there. It is the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 46.
I got no 46s off the top of my...
I didn't look it
up. Off the top of the heezy.
Yeah, me neither. 46? Does anyone even like that number?
Ew. It's two Michael Jordans. There you go.
Okay, that works. There you go. Michael Jordan twice.
Michael Jordan and Jerome Jordan.
Jerome Jordan, his brother. I don't know if it's his brother.
Jordan Poole.
I am EJ, also known as Sneaker Peter.
Which means over here, I'm the Statty Daddy, Julian. Thank you for joining us today. Another beautiful day.
Monday.
Some sneakers.
Yes. Thank you to all the returning and first-time watchers and listeners out there. Please subscribe and like our videos on our YouTube channel. And follow us on our social media, Instagram, TikTok, X, and Threads.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm working on my voice.
While you did that, I pulled up some 46s.
Okay.
Seven players have ever, in the history of the NBA, have worn 46.
Seven ever?
Seven only.
Told you no one likes that
number. No one likes... Ew!
Are any of the seven someone I would definitely know?
Yes. There's a handful of names on here that you're going to be like, oh yeah, but I've never heard of any of these dudes.
World Be Free. No.
No.
Okay. That's my only guess.
Good guess.
Okay.
Aaron Baines.
Ah.
Who I don't know. I don't think he's still active in the NBA.
I don't think he's in the league right now.
He wore it a number of times. He wore it during all between 2018 and 2021 for three different teams. He wore 46 and he has not played since then.
Okay.
So
there you go. He's bounced around a little bit.
I think he still plays for the Australian Olympic team, though.
Okay, that's cool.
If memory serves.
Which is a really good
national really good.
Team. Yeah.
Present Grizzlies player, John Conchar, who I've heard that name. I don't really know anything about him.
Forward.
Yeah, and then Bo Outlaw for the Suns.
Great player.
Yeah, so.
I used to love that guy.
And Jason Collins for the Nets.
Oh, okay.
So.
Definitely some known players in there.
A few people we know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We have more playoff basketball to discuss since the last time we've seen you guys.
Yeah. Rest in peace to the Lakers.
Even though it was 4-1, it was like kind of a heartbreak, especially that last game.
Yeah.
Because they were down 3-0. They won game 4. And even though being down 3-0 is a death sentence, pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
There was just... I was like... The Lakers almost won game 5 in Denver. It just came down to the last shot.
Yeah.
So it was at least, I was like, even though we're very likely going to lose this series.
There was a shot.
At least we could send it to game 6 in LA.
Yeah.
Like, have them fly back out west one more time just to wear them out. I know a lot of people say, like, when the Lakers lose in the playoffs, they start, like, rooting for whoever beat them because they want the Lakers to have lost to the best team. But I'm too petty. Sometimes I'm like...
Oh, I am too.
Wear them out. Especially since the Nuggets have our number pretty much. So
Jamal Murray does for sure. To have two buzzer beaters in the same series is pretty beast.
It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't actually have a great series, or at least shooting-wise.
Yeah.
His shooting was in the low 40s, I think, or maybe even 30s.
Yeah.
For a lot of the games. So he showed up, though. That's the thing about Jamal Murray.
When they needed him most.
He shows up, man.
Yes.
It's pretty crazy.
Joker was Joker, you know.
He had not an amazing series, you know. Nothing
the
like...
The triple-doubles were there.
They were there. I mean, that's the thing. For him, it's still standard. But I feel like last time he was like, oh, 40-point triple-double.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything.
It was ridiculous.
He didn't score a crazy amount.
But
yeah, he's still Joker. He's likely the MVP, I would say.
That's who I would pick.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Out of the three top contenders.
Yeah, I think we talked about it a little bit. And there's some good... The top three is really good. I think Luka needs his moment in the sun eventually.
Yeah,
I think they need to get a higher seed. If they can get like 2 or 3, then I think Luka will get even more looks for MVP. I feel like he's bound to win one.
I agree. He's playing out of his mind.
Yeah. What else can we talk about? Speaking of Luka, the Clippers and Mavs, as of this moment, are
3-2.
Headed back to Dallas for Game 6. Mm-hmm. So good chance for the Clippers or the Mavs to end it there, because they're up 3-2 right now after stealing one in LA.
Yep.
Maybe the Clippers last game, the last NBA game for the Clippers played in a, or home game, I should say. They'll come back.
Yeah.
To play the Lakers. But yeah, it could be the Clippers' last game in Staples / Crypto as the home team. So that's kind of interesting, you know?
Harden was very on and off this series. I think the last two games, the game before this last one, he had 33 points, and the next one he had 7 points. So I wonder how that much... it definitely affects the game, I think, just because the Mavericks blew them out. So
yeah.
Also, what we were saying, Russ is 4-32 in the last four games. Not good.
He's just been kind of a jerk out there. He's
yeah, right. Just, he's being kind of mean.
Which I mean, you know, there's something to having that enforcer type guy, but yeah. Man, he's just been like causing trouble left and right.
You're referring to the game where he got did he get ejected? He got ejected.
He got ejected from one game. He got into it with like I think PJ Washington that one game. Mm-hmm. And then there was something else, too, where he got into it, I think, with Luka. It was, like, towards the end of the mm-hmm. of one of the games.
And oh, that's right. They got tied up a little
bit. He yanked Luka's shoulder.
Yeah.
So, like, it was an intentional foul, mm-hmm. but then wouldn't let go, and then got mad when Luka got mad.
That's like very, very like Russ.
I know. I hate that he does that, man. He used mm-hmm. to be one of my favorite players.
Yeah, he was great.
He's just become kind of a jerk, mm-hmm. where I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, he's getting that that title now. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely weird.
The days of his the averaging a triple double are behind him now.
Yes, it's always tough. I mean, you saw like star players all have a tough time like aging out. I think the most notable example I think for like our generation would be Allen Iverson.
Yeah,
who
tough to watch.
Like was refusing to play as a non-starter, and he just wasn't a starter level player anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So and that was really weird to watch, because he ended up playing in Turkey like.
He did.
For his last professional basketball days, which
is
weird.
Even seeing him on the Nuggets was kind of weird, you know, even though he was still pretty good at that time.
He was pretty good. I mean, the Nuggets got better once they traded him to Detroit for mm-hmm. Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always thought it was even in
Detroit AI, crazy.
Yeah, but you know what's even weirder than that? Memphis Grizzlies
Memphis,
AI.
That's right.
If anyone out there has an AI Memphis jersey, we would love to see it.
Send us that pic. Yeah.
Send us that jersey.
That's actually really good, yeah.
It would be pretty funny. The Thunder, we've talked about them, but man, they really have just
here they come again.
Proved us right, because they demolished the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Chuck, I don't know if you saw, Chuck said the Pelicans don't even deserve to go to Cancun.
Gavelston?
Gotta go to Gavelston.
Is that a real town near Cabo or Cancun?
No, it's in Texas.
Oh.
He was saying we're gonna send. He was calling it dirty and stuff, and then I guess Beyonce's mom tweeted at him or something like, "Hey, like, put some respect on Gavelson's name." Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Is this? I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if it was true, but outside of crypto.com yesterday, they put one of the ads on the screens.
Yes, I saw that.
Dallas to Cancun. Why are you? That's like some San Diego Padres stuff where they were making fun of Kershaw. You know.
Yeah.
They put the crying meme.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why are you doing that? And then funny. Look what happened.
I know, dude. Luka.
So it's real.
Loves, it was real. I think he loves making people eat their words, man.
Wrong guy to provoke.
Yeah, and he did it on a bad leg too. We should have mentioned for that series.
Yes.
He hurt his knee. Hopefully he can recover.
He's got the sleeve on it and all
that. Yeah, but he said, like, you know, it is what it is. I wouldn't be doing this during the regular season, but mm-hmm. I want to do it. I want to, you know, make sure our chances are okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, though, because that's the last series remaining in the West, and the East still has three series alive.
Yeah.
Celtics are the only ones advanced to the next round at this point. So
yeah.
I'm sure this weekend, between when we record and when this episode comes out, things will change, pretty nuts that the East has had some competitive series.
Yeah, you know, Milwaukee's stars are hurt right now, so Indiana kind of took advantage of that, even though they lost the last game, but they're making that a good series. Philly's playing with an injured Embiid, but he also has Bell's palsy, which is insane in his face.
Yeah.
So the East is interesting with, you know, not fully healthy top teams making it. And the Knicks playing pretty good, too.
Yeah, Orlando-Cleveland series has been pretty good.
That one's good. Yeah.
I haven't really been able to catch a game, but the highlights, I mean, it's been kind of weird because, like, the Magic just blew them out at home.
And after getting blown out the first game.
Yeah.
And then they blew out Cleveland twice in a row. And then a crazy match in the last game.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's been pretty fun. And I mean, I wouldn't be too surprised if the Magic won, but if you're Cleveland, you got to think that you would have liked to have taken care of business at this point. You just think that they should be better, just on paper with all the players they have.
But, yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on there.
There is also talk of Donovan not really being happy out there. You know, I don't know how much truth there is to that.
And it's like, I'm like, when are you going to get happy, man?
Well, also,
it's a good situation, but it's hard with Garland because Garland is younger and was drafted there and also needs the ball in his hands. So,
yeah, they have good pieces there.
Yeah, lots of good pieces, just not enough ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about this, but I saw a headline yesterday and was reading about it a little bit. NBC is going to make a push to get basketball on Peacock, NBA basketball, for the next season, I believe. But the way that would work, I guess, is that they would essentially take the rights from TNT.
Which is connected to Max also, right?
Yeah, so completely, it'd be like a bidding war, essentially. And it just depends on if HBO and, you know, Turner want to keep, you know, the NBA on TNT. Because I guess NBC and Peacock are going to offer like a couple billion or, you know, some crazy amount.
Yeah.
But I think the worst part would be is that there's no confirmation that the inside the NBA crew would move over to NBC.
Yeah.
And I know I saw this yesterday. Chuck has a clause in his contract.
Yeah.
That if the NBA or if TNT ever loses the rights to broadcast the NBA, he doesn't have to uphold his contract. Like he's done. He can be a free agent, he said.
And go wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a really smart business move
for him,
but it would,
because then he doesn't feel like he's controlled.
Right? Yeah. If they, I mean, he must have so much fun on Inside, man. Cause that show, they kind of just,
would that mean you break up the four guys or, I mean,
kind of seems like that would be the implication. I definitely don't want to get Peacock and add that to like all the other stuff that we have. So if they could just put it on NBC, just on channel 4, I'd be super down for that.
Yeah.
That way
everybody has that cable.
And there'd be some different rules. Not that they do a lot of raunchy stuff on Inside, but, you know, cable versus, like, the basic three channels and stuff. There's definitely different rules for, like, what you can do and say.
Chuck likes to
He throws a dumbass out there every once in a while.
Yeah.
So that probably would fly.
They've eaten them churros. How does he eat them, Chuck? He keeps egging him on.
He brought that up too. They were grilling him about
Galveston.
He was like, I'd rather be in San Antonio with them, where they got them churros and those big women. That dude's crazy.
That guy is insane.
He's hysterical.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. That would be kind of a bummer, I think.
Yeah.
So hopefully HBO and Turner want to fork up the money, because NBA is popular, keeps getting more popular, so
yeah,
gonna be expensive.
It's gonna be super expensive. I saw what's her name? The player that the Sparks drafted,
Cameron Brink. Yeah,
Brink. Yeah,
she was on SportsCenter, right?
She was on SportsCenter. I also saw Rekaya Jackson,
I think, her new teammate.
Yeah, and then the women, the WNBA had their picture day.
Yeah, yeah, their
team photo day or whatever.
What is it called? Media day.
Media day.
Yeah,
and I got to see Cameron Brink in her in the Sparks uniform for the first time. You said she's gonna be pretty good, right?
She should be pretty good, man. She was really good at Stanford, and she's also like 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty tall.
Is she like a bucket getter, like, or?
Yeah, she's a bucket.
CBG.
She could be.
Haven't Throwback. Said that. We need that in there.
I think she'll be a bucket for them.
Okay.
It's always interesting.
I mean, she's second pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
Expect a lot. Yeah.
Yes. No, they're going to expect a lot from her.
Okay.
And Sparks definitely, they need some help. So yeah. Should be a good, I think it'll be a good WNBA season. I think it's crazy they've got how much more popular they're going to get because of Caitlin Clark. I think all the Fever games already have like sold out.
Yeah, and I'm happy for them because they deserve the attention. They're great too.
It's gonna be cool. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun WNBA season. I would like to try and get out to one. When I say one game, I mean an Indiana Fever against the Sparks.
The Sparks,
game.
Yeah.
But they're playing somewhere weird. They're not playing at Crypto. They're playing, I think, in Anaheim or.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't think
Is this a regular season game?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's regular
Honda
season.
Center?
Maybe it's preseason. I'll look it up, but
like when the when the Lakers used to play in Hawaii during the preseason?
I remember that.
You
and
remember
then
that?
They switched to now they pretty much only do preseason in like Anaheim or Staples.
Yeah.
So, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe they moved it. Yeah, the Walter Pyramid at Long Beach State.
Oh, that's right. They wanted to start having games there now or something like that.
That would kind of be a bummer. Long Beach is
a little
out of where.
For us, at least.
Take the train, I guess.
Good. Yeah, good. No, that is a little bit of a drive
It's
for
a bit
us.
Out there, yeah. But yeah, that'll be
cool to watch,
something
though.
To look forward to.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about some shoes?
Shoes-a-roos?
Some kickaroos?
Kickaroos. Yeah, I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in on it.
I'm glad, because...
What you got?
First up, for the newest releases...
Okay.
I have a new Adidas Samba, a podcast favorite, with collaboration with Chinese designer Dingyang Zhang.
Okay.
I think I hopefully am pronouncing
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, those are
okay.
cool.
Isn't that cool?
I like those. Is this like a... almost like a rubbery material? Or
I think there is some rubber on there.
Yeah.
The materials list wasn't incredibly detailed.
Yes.
Said that they were inspired by an old cleat, the Adidas Predator Absolute.
Okay.
And the all-black comes from Zhang's time in school in China, where the dress code... He had a pair of Sambas, but the dress code required him to... have all black shoes, so he took his Sambas and blacked them out by hand.
That's a cool story.
That's where this comes from. It's kind of cool. The three stripes, they're like built into that kind of leather or rubber material.
With the stitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other noticeable, like, besides the holes there.
Yeah, the vents.
The vents, yeah.
That's, I mean, it's, if you guys are fans of the show from all the other episodes, you know that I don't like too much of a black shoe.
Yeah.
This is like obviously all black, but it's nice. I like it.
It's nicely done, I think. I think it's some cool materials.
They did a good job of using the different materials on it, for sure.
These are going to release through the Adidas Confirmed app on Friday, May 10th at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern, for a whopping... $250.
Oh my lord.
Over double the price of a regular pair of Sambas.
Wow.
So I don't know. There must be some crazy materials on there, or maybe super limited.
It's one of their premium, high fashion types. So I can understand that.
They're nice though. I mean, if they were a regular price, $120, I would be interested, I think.
I mean, they're. I get the pricing too. I don't know if you've seen all, like even the clothing and for like the Travis stuff on all the sneakers app. You know how like all the
jackets, so
like
expensive.
The hoodies are $250.
Yeah,
shorts $150 for some shorts. I guess this is just that age now.
I hope not. I guess that's how it goes though.
When you can throw somebody else's name on something, you know, I guess it, you know, you add some
that's
dollars.
What I get
to
is like even the t-shirts, it's like a pocket with a little print on it and it's $70.
$70.
I
know.
Go to Target.
Yeah.
And get three for $40.
For $40. Even less. But that's a good pair.
Yeah, I thought these were cool.
Is it just this one? And
this is the only pair he's releasing right now, but they seem pretty excited. They had a big like press release about it.
Oh, cool!
I'm sure you know there's a lot of companies that are trying to really engage in the Chinese market, and of course, you know, historically shoes have been no exception. you know, they said Harden is huge in China.
Yep.
Kobe was huge in China.
Mm-hmm.
D-Wade. So I think it's a market, you know, they're excited to work more closely with. So,
yeah. And I'm sure in China they'll have a special release party or, you know, for, or yeah, something special yeah, for the release of these shoes. So pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Next up here, another cool pair that you sent me that I was like, whoa, these are kind of weird, mm-hmm, but very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Jordan 4 Low RM by Nigel Sylvester.
Yeah.
On a collab with Jordan here.
Famous BMX biker. He's from Laurelton, Queens, New York.
Okay.
Really famous for, obviously, for his BMX skills, but also a huge figure in the fashion world. Also, this surfaced online about a few days ago.
Yeah, maybe about a few days ago.
Maybe about a week now from when you guys are watching this. No other Jordan 4s have been... The Jordan 4 has never been a silhouette that they also used for a low.
Yeah, that we talked and spoke about. Weird,
right?
About it. Yeah,
I did not know how to feel, how I felt about it at first with all this differentiating from the OG,
yeah,
Jordan 4. Yeah. But like I told you, the more I look at it at this shoe, the more I kind of like it.
I think there's a lot to like. It's just seeing it as a low is so.
It's just different, huh?
You're right that there is a lot that's like missing from it almost. And mm-hmm, even, I think some things are intentional because like even here, you could have had the traditional like eyelet.
Eyelet and how like it's like kind of like, it looks like a, it's like
a spider web almost.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
they completely removed it. So, I mean, an interesting choice. I don't think it's necessarily wrong, but that's something that even in this low model, you probably still could have worked in. So, you know, some very intentional design choices there.
Instead of the Nike Air, it says Bike Air.
Oh, that's funny.
Cool.
Maybe it says bikey instead.
Bikey. Could be.
Could be.
But, you know, the little details that we like. I'm a sucker for the mini swoosh.
Yeah,
as
I was
well.
Going to say, that's nice.
Always putting it in the front. Good touch there.
It looks stitched there, too, which is, I always like that.
Yep. And you can tell that it's a good use of a high-quality suede as well here. You can tell that it's going to be changing colors when you touch it and all that. And not too bad of a price coming out a day before July 4th.
Yep.
4th of July.
July 3rd.
So July 3rd.
Yeah.
And for $150, right now, definitely on sneakers, probably some other boutiques.
Yeah, I read through Sneaker Bar Detroit that select Jordan retailers will be selling them in person. And that they're also going to do grade school sizes for $120.
Yes.
So if you want your kid to stunt,
mm-hmm,
here you go.
Yeah. So a cool pair. I love it when a collab does something different, and to do a low for the Jordan 4 is actually something you've never seen.
Incredibly
so cool.
Unique. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did some research, and the only other low 4s that they have are for golf. Pretty cool first time for Jordan and the sneaker world. But also, I feel like I would put black laces on it.
That would look cool. It would accent with here.
Yeah.
I could see maybe like a gray lace too.
Gray would be cool. A white might be cool too, just because you have white
you
on
have
there already
accent
too.
Accent there, yeah.
Yeah.
So. What do you think about? I feel like a big part of the Jordan 4 is the kind of exaggerated pull tab in the back.
Yeah.
What do you think about that being? I'm pretty much non-existent.
I'm cool with that. That was kind of a thing that people didn't like, was that the heel tab would poke the back of their shin almost. Or back of their
leg.
It
is very big.
It's out there. But how it's designed on this shoe, it looks really good, I think.
Yeah. It's such an interesting concept to make it the low, because there is a lot that's changed.
And you can tell this model is more of a lifestyle shoe, too. So
yes, yeah, definitely.
Probably
wouldn't be BMXing.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you're trying to stunt a little bit, yeah. So, but cool, like again, cool. I don't hate it. I like it. Maybe a little more accents like up here. You know how that's like kind of like the net webbing that you were talking about?
Yeah.
If you had that in there, I felt like that would be a little cool too. But cool differences to the four, and good design by Nigel himself.
Very, very cool. Next up and last up for new releases, we've got the Jordan 39, which has just... not even leaked, but we just first on foot sighting. by Orlando Magic standout Paolo Banchero.
Mm-hmm.
He wore them during the first game of the NBA playoffs. And I read on this article from Nice Kicks about the 39.
Mm-hmm.
Some really crazy stuff that they did to like get mm-hmm. to this point,
mm-hmm.
and very different, I feel like, for what Jordan Brand normally does.
Yeah.
The lead designer was Joel Greenspan, who is the Jordan global footwear designer,
mm-hmm.
design lead, I should say. But one of the other members of the design team for the shoe was Amemier designer, James Whitner.
Interesting, really?
And
cool.
They were, Greenspan was saying in this article from Nice Kicks that he doesn't recall at least any other time someone outside the company has been involved in like a Jordan
numbered series.
Yeah. So
that's
different. And Amanier, that's cool. We've obviously seen they've had a ton of collabs recently.
Killing it.
I think like three or four just in the last
Killing
6 months.
It. Yeah.
With Jordan. So they've been all pretty nice.
Oh, beautifully designed. Yeah.
I kind of think it's smart to bring them in.
Yeah.
Outside
creative.
Keeps it fresh.
Mind.
Yeah. Keeps you thinking and, you know. It's probably, I would imagine, I don't know who made that decision,
mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you're designing the shoe as a Jordan employee,
yeah.
it's got to keep you on your toes to have someone else there.
Yeah, like, it's, what kind of, you know, why didn't you ask me?
Yeah. And I don't even think it's a bad thing.
No, not at all.
One of the things that they are focused on this one is more, for the first time, they're saying is more, this is a shoe for the ground instead of in the air,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So what they did is they took a pair of Jordan 29s,
mm-hmm.
painted them all white, and then had a athlete do a number of like cuts with them.
Yeah.
And then they saw they used that paint that they put on to see where the cracks were, which I think gave you kind of the shape of the body there, or the styling on the body there.
That makes
thought that was interesting.
That makes a lot of sense.
Good way to see where you need to put extra materials and stuff.
For sure. And this, look how big the sole is.
Yeah,
it takes
it's
up
huge.
More of the surface of the shoe towards the middle of the shoe, especially in the back here.
Yeah.
And where you would see the cracking along here, they changed that with this material that will not crack, you could tell. Or you could see the little lines from the movement of your foot. And then the middle of the shoe here, you're not gonna, this kind of canvas material, you're not going to see that there either. So
no.
Crazy new details on the newest Jordan.
Yeah, and an interesting design process too.
Mm-hmm.
The sole of the 39 to me looks a lot and reminds me a lot of the Harden 8, just because it has that very round
yes
shape to it.
I was just gonna say it does remind me too of like the shape of a Puma basketball shoe, like the Mellows,
yeah,
where it's kind of like kind of thicker in the back, going down into like a triangle to the front.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it a lot. It looks nice to me.
This is the second upcoming Jordan numbered release that we've done on the podcast. Of course, 38 being the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I definitely prefer the look of the 38.
38 looks
to
nice.
This.
Yeah.
And the 38 did grow on me, though. I think at first I was like, huh. I wasn't crazy about it. But
right.
These, I'm a little hesitant. I'm cool on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, Paolo with the black socks and the white shoes. Don't know how that happened.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
But cool for Paolo. He's, you know, we've mentioned him a few times. He's balling out. He's going to be a...
And not spoken about a lot.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a star in this league for
a long time.
So cool for him to be, you know, debuting the...
Yeah, he deserves it.
Next numbered Jordan.
I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him a shoe too.
No, I was thinking the same thing, that they at some point I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the opposite end.
They're nice. Nothing, I like it.
Nothing too crazy different, I would say. I do like the tongue. I like the material on the tongue.
Yeah.
Those kind of diamond shaped patterns.
And look how big it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that inside out sock though?
Yeah, that's a little strange. I don't know if he does that during a game. This is
that
from warm up. I've never heard of that. I mean, maybe it's like a superstition playoff thing.
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
Yeah.
Because this is from warm-ups. Yeah.
Do you lose the effect of the elite sock, though, by flipping it inside out? Or does it work the same?
Maybe he's got another pair on underneath.
Oh, they do wear two sometimes.
Double sock.
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird. I mean, again, just warm-ups, but he didn't lace them up. I feel like I would not be warming up well.
It's not necessarily a sock liner either.
No.
It
doesn't look like it.
It opens up in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, he knows his legs more than we do.
He's in the NBA, and we are not.
We are not. But a cool shoe, like you can see from even like from our past episodes of Jordans and basketball shoes that we've done. Even when they wear it for the first time, there's already creasing on the sides.
Yeah,
so you can see here, there's none at all.
No, and these, they're
cool
not
technology,
going to.
Man. Yeah.
I think this is also the first Jordan to include the Zoom X technology.
Okay.
From what I read, so there's a lot of they're putting a lot of work and a lot of new stuff into this. So hopefully, you know, lead them forward.
Crazy, they're on 39 already too.
Really
hard to believe.
Really, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The game he wore them in, just to do a quick little heat on feet check before we get to the real thing. He had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 turnovers. Yeah. I mean, it was his first playoff game ever, so, you know, jitters. 9 of 17 from the field, though, so not too bad there. And then he's since switched back to the Luka 2, which is what he was wearing before. Yeah. So it was just the one game. Nice Kicks expects these to release for $200. The Jordan 38 released for the same amount, I believe, last August. So, you know, keep
pretty
that
penny
in mind this summer. Maybe some new, a new numbered Jordan coming out.
Yeah. I could see this being one of those shoes that are gifted to a whole high school team.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a college team. So, Jordan sponsored team. Shout out to Orlando Magic. They're giving the Cleveland Cavaliers a run for their money.
They're giving them hell.
Franz Wagner is pretty beast.
He's good, man. The Wagner brothers, man. They're
right. And that's right. They're together.
Yeah, it's cool that they play together. Mm-hmm. I think it probably helps.
Yeah, for sure.
The Copper Drop tournament is done.
Has concluded.
If you guys want to see who won, make sure you check out the video that's up now.
Yeah.
From last week's episode. But that means we're back to regular cop or drop.
That's right.
And, you know, we had a lot of good stuff in the last round of cop or drop, but I noticed there was one particular silhouette missing. So I'm going to, I'm turning the screws on you with this one.
I'm nervous.
This cop or drop, I think,
it's
is going to be.
My first time.
I'll be gentle. Don't worry, baby.
That's right.
Here we go, though. Cop or drop.
Okay.
OG style.
Yeah. Wow. Why would you do that to me?
Jordan 1 Bred up against the Fire Red Jordan 1 Chicago. Excuse me.
I'm very happy that you made this copper drop. Great segue into the newest news of the Bred 1 is going to re-release.
Oh, really?
In 2025, which makes me very happy because that's in my holy grail of J's, and I need that.
Do you know the last time they released the Bred 1? I saw maybe a pair from like 2012. They did the Bred 1 last year?
But it's reimagined.
Oh, they're doing the reimagined.
Well,
okay.
They reimagined this.
Yes.
They did reimagined Royal.
Yes.
With in the, what is that? Suede. The
yeah,
suede
yeah,
instead
I remember.
Of leather. And they released this last year, but in the velvet.
Oh, okay.
The satin.
Oh,
the
yes,
satin
yes.
For the women.
Yeah.
Which all three of, well, this and the Royal did not do well. So if you guys need these, you know, reimagined, if you will, pairs in your collection, they're only like $100 each. Still similar to the OG, you know, if the OGs are still really expensive. These are only about $100.
But so are they doing next year an OG?
It's going to be the OG high, and then the high too, not the mid, the high. And I don't think they're reimagining it. So it's going to be the leather. It's going to be, you need, we got to at least go for that.
We got to at least try.
Both in my top holy grail of Jordans.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
There's so much history there.
Yeah. The Fire Red 4 is obviously my favorite of all time.
Yes, yeah.
Number 2 is definitely the Chicago one. Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with the Chicago one.
I wanted to put, you know, two Titans up there. We, like I said, never done a Jordan 1. Any Jordan 1, I don't think, on a copper drop. So
that's true.
Had to get them on there.
Nicely done, yeah.
Yeah, in some aspect. I would also go with the Chicago, Chicago 1. The Bred 1 is just too much, a little bit.
You think so?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I mean, this is the band pair.
Yep.
You know,
there's a lot. The history is crazy.
Insane. This
very
is
very cool.
This is the pair that David Letterman threw behind him when Jordan was on, you know, Jordan was on...
That's a funny clip. Such a funny clip.
Yeah, and the way they're talking about it was like, it's such a bad thing. Now it's just to see where it's, how far it's come. I know,
yeah, it's so weird to see them talk about it there.
Right, and, but yeah, I mean, right behind this guy is this guy. So, I mean, for me, so I could have gone either way, but gotta go be the Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago one is just, I love the accents of it.
Yeah.
And how, I feel like the color... all kind of, they all help each other a little bit better than I mm-hmm. think they do on the bread one, personally speaking.
When you when somebody says Jordan shoes,
that's the one you, the think, one you of. Think of. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Any Jordan shoe, really. So
yeah, if you just say I got a pair of Jordans, probably you're at least going to picture this a shoe Jordan one for
yeah.
a second.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for copying and dropping.
Well, great selections.
Back to basics here. Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say in the next tournament, this will be the one of the top seeds, probably.
That's true. Yeah, that's gonna be tough to beat. There.
Yeah.
Should we get into some heat on them feet?
Let's do it.
The heat's on the feet. So
the heat is already on your feet. I see it.
It's there.
Have you changed the laces on those before yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you done a lace swap?
They came with a pair of red, and I have not ever put them on. I didn't really like it.
White looks really good.
I have a pair of white that just appeared. I don't know where they came from. So I might throw them on one day.
Yeah, I mean, just to switch it up.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm curious.
They look great on that pair.
I'll try them. Okay, next time you see me in them, they will have white laces. maybe one white, one red. There you go.
Oh, you're trying to be in the culture for sure.
Crazy. Okay, heat on the feet.
Okay,
first up, we got a cool pair.
Haven't done this in a while.
I know. This has been a really long time since we've done some heat on the feet.
The return.
And playoff edition. This is kind of where we first started doing this.
Yeah.
It was the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
First pair, you sent me these. LeBron 21 in a cool PE, the inspired by Deion Sanders' Diamond Turf shoes.
Which is coming back also next year.
Re-releasing, yes, for Coach Prime. The original, they were black and white. Black and white, yeah.
And then the white and red came out later on, too.
Okay. Because this pair, it looks a lot like LeBron should be playing for the Raptors.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that I love most about when they do stuff like this, so just with the book one.
Yes.
All the OG colorways from not necessarily a basketball shoe, but just OG Nike colorways, you know, from all the running shoes they've had. They put it on the book one. I just love it when they do that. Same thing with this. This is the LeBron 21 with the Diamond Turf, obviously, colorway and stitching and all that on there. I love it, dude. And they even added the strap and all that.
I know, the strap is a super nice touch. And it looks good on that shoe, I think.
It does.
I feel like that should have been a staple.
Mm-hmm. Really executed well. You know, for sure, with the resurgence of, or with Deion Sanders showing up in the limelight now, being the coach of, you know, Colorado University football, this is why he brought up these. I mean, he has good shoes too. So this is why LeBron kind of added that to his repertoire of colorways.
Coach Prime and his sons got some shade recently.
I saw that.
It was pretty bad because supposedly Deion Sanders told one of the players to leave the team, like that you should transfer to another team.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he brought that up, like it ruined my day. Like I was just like so down. I was crying and like all this stuff. Like I just couldn't believe he would ask me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shadur was like, I don't even remember who this was.
I don't even know who he was.
He must have been pretty mid. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Ouch. Just a double down. I'm like, that's brutal.
Ouch.
That's so brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little bit of a closer look at this pair.
Super nice.
Very cool.
It goes
very
back
cool
to
homage.
Yeah, and it goes back to our OG episodes where we talk about how we like how the old school 90s look
of
shoes.
Yeah.
That's definitely that feel.
Yes, you know,
like the Niner days, his Niner days, you know.
Yeah.
When he was playing football and stuff. So
it's kind of cool too. It seems like maybe, I don't know if Nike's doing it more, but you have this, and this is a PE. This is obviously This is I don't think this is going to ever be never, released.
No.
But you saw with the GT Hustle 3, mm-hmm. they did the Air More Up Tempo nod. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they've had a few, you know, nods to the past recently. So.
And we love that. We always talk about that.
Yeah.
PJ Tucker probably already has these.
He probably stole them. He probably was waiting in the locker room.
Hey, LeBron. Can I have those? You know what I mean? Like,
hey. He pays off the ball boys and all the equipment managers. Hey, steal LeBron's
shoes. Get him. Take him. Yeah.
This was game 3 of the Lakers' first round loss to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
105 to 112. The Lakers did end up losing this game. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, a block, 3 turnovers, and 3 fouls. 12 of 20 from the field for the King. Only 1 of 6 from downtown, which is a little surprising because this was his best regular season shooting from the 3-point line ever downtown. For LeBron. Yep. So not a great performance from there. But otherwise, I mean, LeBron really, when it came down to it, he was still kind of the closer for the Lakers.
Course.
Which,
of course.
You know, I feel like there's always this talk about someone else needs to step up. And
yeah.
Maybe that's not wrong, but LeBron's still LeBron. Like, he's going to try and
yeah.
finish games. AD had 33 points and 15 rebounds. No blocks for him in this game, oddly.
Also weird.
5 fouls, 14 for 23 from the field. He had a great series, too. It was those two had...
The whole season.
They had some of the best... Probably their best season statistically as a duo.
As a duo.
Since they've been...
Most games Anthony Davis has ever played.
Yes.
You know... just came up short, you know?
It was a recipe for success, it looked like, but
yeah.
I mean, on paper, but I feel like the writing was on the wall for this team for a long time. They had a really good second half, like post-All-Star break, but
mm-hmm. they would even
just couldn't get it together.
Some people were even saying that they should have pushed for a point guard, like during the whole Kyrie thing, but
we've got like 4 point. That was actually a problem that we you and I discussed, is that at one point out there is Dinwiddie, D'Lo, and Austin Reeves,
basically. Yeah.
Or, like, just, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And that's why there's been a lot of, I've seen, you know, some people pushing back, because Darvin Ham is definitely on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Whether he should be or not. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, probably mm-hmm. he should be. But there's been a lot of pushback. I know Chuck said it's not the coach's fault. At a certain point, I don't know.
Well,
in this game, actually, that's the other guy I highlighted, Aaron Gordon, 29 points, 15 rebounds. You and I were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, why wasn't Jaxson Hayes out there to help guard Aaron Gordon?
And it's those adjustments that make me realize that he was still he's still obviously doing the calling the shots in terms of the rotations.
Yes, right?
So,
yeah.
Why? How do you not see that? You know,
and that was to us what we like. Jaxson Hayes did not play, and I'm not saying Jaxson Hayes is great. I think he's a decent backup center.
Mm-hmm.
But when Aaron Gordon is just standing in the dunker spot, getting 3 offensive rebounds and dunks,
and then getting a layup,
put a big body out there.
Yeah,
LeBron was the biggest guy on the court. It mm-hmm. was. I think when we were talking about this. It was that 3-guard lineup with Dinwiddie, D'Lo, and Reeves. Torian Prince and LeBron.
No size.
Even though Jokic wasn't playing, that's way too small.
Aaron Gordon plays big.
Big enough. Yeah, he's too big for that.
Also, I would have liked to see Christie maybe take over Dinwiddie's minutes. Dinwiddie had not have a good series.
Yeah, I wish Max Christie would get some more minutes. I think he's still
got shot well.
A way to go
true.
His career, but... I really like what he brings. He's quick and
brings youth.
Yeah,
he's youthful.
He's a pretty decent shooter. Yeah, I think he should play more.
I think he should have played more for sure.
But that's in the past.
Thank you for letting us vent.
Yeah,
on our Lakers.
At least we're not this next team, the Suns.
The Suns.
We've talked about this man and his shoes quite a bit.
Yeah.
Podcast favorite for sure, the AE1s. But
mm-hmm.
on the other end here, D-Book, we have not talked all that much, and I don't think we featured the Book 1 really mm-hmm. on the podcast. So I wanted to highlight these a little bit.
We did speak about how it was a little bit of a funny rollout, how they, on his promotion for his shoe.
Yeah.
How he wore all these colorways, not one shoe of his came out yet. was Nike marketing it wrong? He came out and said, like, oh, I have no problem with how they're doing it. Like, this is my shoe, whatever, and which was cool. All that has kind of faded away. And I actually, you know, it's definitely grown on me, too. And like I said earlier, they've done, like, all these old school colorways for it. And but the team themselves, not too good.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, I think maybe against the Thunder, maybe against the Mavericks, the Suns could have picked up one. I just think the Wolves are that good, and especially Anthony Edwards is—he's that guy. He's really coming into his own. Book did have a good game in this last game, Game Four. They did end up losing 116-122, and the Wolves swept the series, their first ever sweep. 49 points for Book, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, a block, 2 turnovers, 5 fouls, 13 of 21 shooting, and 20 for 21 from the line. KD had 33 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. So I just think it was kind of what everyone said. You just didn't have enough in the tank. Like, you sent all these assets out in the trade for Beal and KD, and
you
didn't have enough left. And, I mean, it wasn't the big three, I think, did okay in my book.
They weren't necessarily healthy all year.
No. I mean, the regular season was kind of a disaster, but this playoffs wasn't much better either. But they did, I think, statistically well. 27.5 points for D-Book, 26.8 for Durant, and then only 16.5 for Beal. But I think that makes sense if you're the third guy. 16 is decent, and no one else during this series against the Wolves averaged double-digit points. So I think that's where it gets a little tough.
I also think they missed Grayson Allen a little bit. He was the number one three-point shooter in the league.
They also, no one averaged double-digit rebounds for the Suns, and that was a big problem for them. Nurk is pretty good, but he's kind of the only guy out there that can do that kind of stuff, and especially going up against this Wolves team with Naz Reid, Rudy Gobert, and Kat. Good luck. Good luck in the rebound. And Jaden McDaniels. That guy is good.
Is it great. McDaniels?
Yeah, right?
McDaniels, okay. He's, I guess the stat was with him guarding Beal or Booker. I think together they were like 22% from the field.
No, yeah. He
awesome.
Locked them down. And Ant did a great job guarding KD, which is crazy because he's given up like 8 inches. And he also was guarding Beal really well, and those two got into it quite a bit in the games that I watched. So
I love the I've never been swept, so we ain't getting swept. And then they interviewed him the day they got swept. Not getting swept, huh? He made fun of himself. real quick, how do you like the Book one? I know you weren't really a fan.
I'll put up a closer picture just to get a better idea. This colorway is nothing crazy, but like you've mentioned, he has had a lot of cool colorways that pay respect to all these classic Nikes. And even in the series, he wore a pair of Shattered Backboard inspired Book Ones.
One of your favorites.
Yes. And those do look, I mean, they look cool. I actually don't really mind the Book One in the way it looks, but it just doesn't look like a performance basketball shoe.
There's a feeling of it being a little too simple, or like
it's very simple
or something, right?
And it looks very casual, I think, too. So it's and I do think, if my memory serves, some of that was intentional. You know, they
because of his personal style.
They wanted to make a shoe like this. I think he probably wanted to too. He's obviously a big sneakerhead based on all these cool colorways he's had.
Right.
I think they wanted a shoe like the Jordan 1 or all these classic Nikes that started out as a performance shoe and now you just wear them to record a podcast. So I think that's kind of what they were going for.
Yeah.
Which explains the simplicity and stuff. But I just think it almost in a way it's like, okay, well, why would I wear that when I could just wear this? Like, there's so much inspired by the Dunk and the Jordan 1 and other kind of more casual shoes that I don't know. I need to take a closer look. I'd like to see them in person, I think. But definitely, I don't think I'd wear them for basketball.
It wouldn't be on my top of my list, for sure. But I do like the shoe and what they're doing with it.
It's an interesting idea to try and make. Because, I mean, I think that's something we talk about somewhat is that there's not a lot. It's coming back, you know. We talked about it last week, how people are trying to bring back wearing basketball shoes.
With
just a regular fit.
With an outfit, yeah.
But, so this is kind of like bridging that gap in a way, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Maybe not, but yeah. I can definitely see these one of being one of the pairs that you could do that with a regular outfit.
I think so, easily. Because they're just so simple, yeah. They're mm-hmm. not, they don't look crazy like a Luka or, you know.
Exactly, or like two basketball shoe. Like
yeah. So there's something to be said for that. But.
Yeah. But would we do it? Probably not.
I don't know. I really do. If I could see them in person, I think I'd have a stronger feeling.
If you want to give, Nike, if you want to give, you know, we'll give you a full review on it. We'll throw it on here. Just saying.
Yeah. That's some good press.
Exactly.
For a little company like Nike.
But his shoe is actually producing pretty good revenue for them. It's also, they also have been releasing them through sneakers, and they've been selling out. So good testament to his following, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, the sneaker world also is taking a huge liking into this pair. One of my coworkers is a Suns fan, and he's been trying to each one that's came out on sneakers. He's tried to get all of them.
He hasn't hit on any single one.
Holy cow! Kind of crazy if you think about it. Maybe the rollout on the promotion on his rollout of the shoe is not as bad as they thought.
I guess. Well, here I'll strike up a deal, EJ's coworker.
Yeah.
I will try and hit on some if you can let us review them on the show.
There you go.
Before you wear them.
There you go.
Please.
There you go. You hear that, Ivan?
Anthony Edwards in this game had 40 points, and he just kind of
the beast.
He kind of dominated this series, man. He's playing in another dimension.
The new face.
The new face. He is coming.
Would you say that? I think
I mean,
I think so.
It could.
He's got the character for it, you know.
I think,
and the game.
I think right now, if like all of a sudden LeBron and KD and Giannis, mostly LeBron and KD and Steph, of course. If they all retired, I would be like, Luka's the guy.
Oh, for sure. But
Anthony Edwards,
he's coming up fast.
He is, and he's on the Olympic squad this year. The Olympic squad is going to...
With Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a fun summer. KD, too.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a crazy Olympic year.
That squad is wild.
Out for revenge.
Oh, big time.
But yeah, Anthony Edwards, he's going to be the guy. He is going to be, at some point, he's going to be the guy.
What's going to come first? Him getting MVP or us getting a pair of AE1s?
Us getting a
pair of AE1s. I think so too.
Maybe a pair of AE2s.
That's true. And who knows if
probably going to be coming somewhat soon.
Yeah, that's right.
It came out last fall, so. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably see him wear it next beginning of next season or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or by All-Star game, you know.
Who knows? All right, last pair here. And another guy.
Another one.
Another guy who is a young whippersnapper, up-and-comer. Jalen Brunson, center stage there.
And we just said this recently before we started rolling. We did not expect him to be...
Not
this guy.
This good. And under the brightest lights.
Yes.
I think there's something to be said about playing in New York.
In the Mecca.
And it's working for him for sure. But yes, I in particular, when he got moved, or when he's left Dallas in free agency to sign with New York, I was like, He had moments of being really good, but I just don't see it.
Being
like
a superstar.
Yeah, and now, boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong.
I was too. I did not expect him to be this type of player. I thought he was going to be a really good point guard, but not elite to this point.
He is, thus far through the NBA playoffs, the leader in points per game.
Really?
He is averaging 34.4
points
per game.
Yeah.
And he is also fifth in assists with 8.4.
Wow.
So he has just been...
Wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely killing it. Only averaging 3 turnovers, which is also pretty good. He's leading this team.
Would you say this is the best series of the playoffs so far?
Mavs Clippers was up there until I think maybe
they started getting blown out and stuff.
And also it's just a bummer with Mavs Clippers. Like Kawhi came back for, what, one game now? Two games?
They just announced he's not playing game six either.
What? It's just sad. It just upsets me. It's not that I necessarily want the Clippers to win. I do not. But, like, I want... You always want players to be healthy, but especially Kawhi, man, because that dude was Finals MVP. Like, single-handedly took the Raptors to the finals, pretty much. Like, he was just back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year. Like, he was on another level.
Easily a top five player.
And then
when he's fully healthy,
I just don't think you can even put him in the top 10 just because you don't know
what you're gonna get.
You don't know what you're gonna get, and I don't think it's his fault.
One of your favorite players.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite players for a long time, and now it's just you don't see him. And that's I don't think it's his fault. It's just frustrating and sad.
I do agree because I love to watch him dominate on the block.
Yeah, man, he can dominate.
Unstoppable
from anywhere.
If he wants to score, he'll get it. You know when he tries to get into the paint and that little
mid-range killer.
It's over when he's got that going.
But yes, to answer your question, this has been easily the best series. And even in this game,
getting a little too dirty.
We talked about that.
Getting a little mad at each other.
This was game four, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
In Philly, it was kind of a big deal because they had all these Philly fans came out and were in New York, so it was they kind of took over the arena a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In New York fans in Philly, I mean.
Oh, in Philly, sorry, yeah.
And the Knicks went up 3-1, and I know Joel said he was pissed. I know for their upcoming game today or tomorrow. In Philly, because Philly did come back and steal one in New York, which was pretty crazy.
Yep.
For game six, though, they bought the 76ers and the guy that owns Fanatics that used to own the 76ers. I don't remember his name.
Pat Croce.
I don't think so. They bought 2,000 seats in Wells Fargo Center to give out to first responders. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's cool. And it's also smart because then you fill it with Philly fans. So,
as opposed to Knicks fans, yeah.
Yeah. So should be good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, though, this was game four. Here's a close-up look at these Kobe 6 PEs for Jalen Brunson.
And real quick, remember we were talking about the materials on the 39? No, you know, creasing or anything? You can see all of them here?
You can see it there already, yeah.
Still a beautiful shoe. Doesn't matter to me. But I like that they upped the technology to do that.
Yeah, you had said... I had said before we started, oh, I want to talk about Brunson. I don't really care what shoe he's wearing. And you said, oh, I was going to send you this orange pair he wore, but I thought we talked about the Kobe 6 too much, which we do.
Uh-huh.
But these are nuts. These are beautiful.
Dude.
They're so cool. Creamsicle Kobes?
Yeah. Yes.
With a K?
Or
cream?
The orange Juliuses?
Yeah, that's for Randall's shoe.
He
wears Skechers, though.
The orange Brunsons.
Yeah, these are tight, man. These are such a cool...
Just a nice solid orange with white. That's easy. All you got.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
We talked about it a little bit. He wore the recently released Italian camo version of these.
Fire
the
also.
Next game. So in this game four, though, he had 47 points, 4 rebounds, Jesus. 10 assists, a block, and only one turnover with 2 fouls on 18 of 34 shooting. The Knicks did win 97-92.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a small comeback from come-from-behind victory.
Yeah.
Embiid had 27 points, 10 rebounds, only 1 point in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was bad.
Not great. Kind of a little collapse there.
Mm-hmm. But shout-out to New York for having a star now on their team. The last time was more probably Melo.
Yeah.
So
I think they kind of were hoping Randall would be this guy.
I think
he is not. He is not the star or the talent, I think, of Brunson.
Do you almost move him next year?
I mean, he's good. He's a pretty good player. I don't know if he would... I mean, at this
style.
Point, I don't know if the style fits. I don't know if he would be willing to accept that Brunson's the guy. Maybe. He doesn't feel like that kind of player to me. I don't know. I think you can move. You obviously don't really need him. I mean, I'm sure it would help. Tibbs would be happy to have him, but not a guy that really fits that New York team style to me. They all seem kind of nose to the pavement and hard worker guys. And Randall never struck me as that kind of guy when he played in LA. So
I also saw a good point that Hartenstein took over Mitch Robinson's minutes because he does more than Mitch Robinson.
Hartenstein's really good, man.
Which is why he's the starter now, you know? I think that could be a huge key to their success recently, you know?
Let's see. Julius Randle. Where is... He... Where's his contract? He's under contract next year and then a player option for 25-26. So I don't, it might be a little tough to move. I mean, you get one for sure.
I would imagine
a year.
He's in like the 30 million range.
He's going to make 30 million next year and then 32, which is not, I mean, that's a lot of money.
And then it also depends on who are you trying to get that'll fit your the Knicks, right?
I think you'll probably would just hold on to him and hope that he can fit in with. I mean, him and Brunson should play well together. I mean, pick and roll, but...
I mean, it worked for the most part this season.
But
you're right. This might be the season. The next season might be the, okay, this make almost like a prove it. And then the next year is the option, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Well.
It's his option. It's a player option, though. So, I mean...
I'm staying.
I mean, for $32 million, I would not opt out. I don't think he's going to get more than that. But that's it for the Heat on the Feet this week.
Yes.
No more. That was it. We're done.
Nobody else wore anything.
They all played barefoot. It was very strange.
It was weird.
Yeah.
They wore Chucks.
It's a new penalty that they're doing.
Toes
out. If your coach challenges a play and loses, you all have to play with your toes out.
With toes out. Toes for the bros.
Toes. That's our other website. Check that out.
Don't, please.
Don't check that out.
Don't type that in. Just one really quick thing. There is a Clipper show coming out. Clipped.
Yes. It's called Clipped?
Yeah.
Hey, Clipper's going to clip, bro.
That's also true. Yes.
Clipper's going to clip.
We were just kind of shocked by it because I saw it. A random trailer just popped up.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Lawrence Fishburne with his lineup, Doc. And I was like, what is happening? Is this fake? And is this AI?
And Ed O'Neill as Donald Sterling.
I love Ed O'Neill.
I know.
But what a character to play, you know?
I don't know if I'd do it.
You brought up a good point. I was like, kind of weird if they did a Clipper show, but it's about the situation that happened, so.
Which I don't know. It's that's a crazy story and one of the craziest NBA moments. You see,
big time
for life, the Adam Silver banning. You see that get memed a lot. So it's like there's a lot there, but I do feel like it could be perceived as a bit insensitive, maybe.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Depends on how they do it.
We'll see when it comes out, man. Yeah. People will have their opinions on it for sure.
Yeah. But kind of funny that the Clippers got their own show.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many players you'll see, because it's obviously not really about the players. It's going to be more about Donald Sterling. But who's going to play Blake Griffin? They should just have Blake Griffin play Blake Griffin. He's acted a little bit.
And he's all about being in Hollywood now, too, I feel like.
You remember before he... When he was in Detroit and didn't care about basketball at all, he tried to start a stand-up career.
Oh, and he was in a bunch of the roasts.
Yes. Yeah. Very strange.
Mm-hmm. But he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny. He's got a good timing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never seen a stand-up. Obviously, it doesn't appear that that's worked out.
He recently just permanently retired, too.
Yes, recently he's done. So, pretty good career.
Mm-hmm. And to end that on the retiring note... L.A. legend. I'm going to call him a legend because he is. Matt Kemp retired today.
Wow.
I hope they have some type of ceremony for him at Dodgers Stadium this season because he deserves it. That guy was a monster.
You still see crazy Kemp jerseys every time you go to a Dodger game. Everywhere.
He will forever be his MVP year that was stolen by Christian Yelich. He will be my MVP for that year.
All I'll say is Christian Yelich was pretty damn good, but yes.
Oh, no, sorry. Ryan Braun was that. And he ended up getting caught for PEDs that year.
Ah, there you go.
So Matt Kemp is...
He's owed one,
Yeah, they owe him one. So on that note, thank you guys.
Shout out 27.
Shout out 27 and the Dodgers, Matt Kemp. Thank you guys for watching. We will catch you guys next week on the Flippity Flop. Ooh, two? Let's do... Feet?